Savitri, Book 3, Canto 3, The House of the Spirit and the New Creation, pages 322 to 324. Then suddenly there came a downward look, as if a sea exploring its own depths, a living oneness widened at its core and joined him to unnumbered multitudes. A bliss, a light, a power, a flame-white love caught all into a soul-immense embrace. Existence found its truth on oneness's breast, and each became the self and space of all. The great world rhythms were heartbeats of one soul. To feel was a flame discovery of God. All mind was a single harp of many strings, all life a song of many meeting lives. For worlds were many, but the self was one. This knowledge now was made a cosmos's seed. The seed was cased in the safety of the light. It needed not a sheath of ignorance. Then from the trance of that tremendous clasp, and from the throbbings of that single heart, and from the naked spirit's victory, a new and marvelous creation rose. Incalculable outflowing infinitudes, laughing out an unmeasured happiness, lived their innumerable unity. Worlds where the being is unbound and wide, bodied unthinkingly the egoless self, rapture of beatific energies joined time to the timeless poles of a single joy. White vasts were seen where all is wrapped in all. There were no contraries, no sundered parts. All by spiritual links were joined to all, and bound indissolubly to the One. Each was unique, but took all lives as his own, and following out these tones of the infinite, recognized in himself the universe. A splendid center of infinity's whirl, pushed to its zenith's height, its last expanse, felt the divinity of its own self-bliss, repeated in its numberless other selves. It took up tirelessly into its scope persons and figures of the impersonal, as if prolonging in a ceaseless count, in a rapturous multiplication's sum, the recurring decimals of eternity. None was apart, none lived for himself alone, each lived for God in him, and God in all. Each soulness inexpressibly held the whole. Their oneness was not tied to monotone. It showed a thousand aspects of itself. Its calm, immutable stability upbore on a changeless ground forever safe, compelled to a spontaneous servitude, the ever-changing, incalculable steps, the seeming reckless dance's subtle plan of immense world forces in their perfect play. Appearance looked upon to its hidden truth and made of difference oneness's smiling play. It made all persons fractions of the unique, yet all were beings' secret integers. All struggle was turned to a sweet strife of love in the harmonized circle of a sure embrace. Identity's reconciling happiness gave a rich security to difference. On a meeting line of hazardous extremes, the game of games was played to its breaking point, where through self-finding by divine self-laws, there leaps out unity's supreme delight, whose blissful undivided sweetness feels a communality of the absolute. There was no sob of suffering anywhere. Experience ran from point to point of joy. Bliss was the pure, undying truth of things. All nature was a conscious front of God. A wisdom worked in all, self-moved, self-sure, a plenitude of illimitable light, an authenticity of intuitive truth, a glory and passion of creative force.